Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. When it comes to doing business on the internet, it pays to practice safe surfing and can literally cost you if you don't. So here now is some advice about how to not lose that money and how to stay safe. And all about online security is Kathy Keefe. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Sass and Scooter. Kathy, is it okay to use the same password for more than one site?
Absolutely not.
Oh, I was hoping you wouldn't say that.
Well, but you know the answer to that.
I do.
And the reason is, if somebody, and to put it real simple, you belong to Kathy Terrell's blog, and you post there all the time, and you use the same word, same password there as you use on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess who the hackers are? What the hackers are going to try first? They're going to try that same password.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. I'm looking at my password list right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's single spaced, very tiny lines in an Excel spreadsheet, and it is 3 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. It's so out of hand what we have nowadays. So you're suggesting a different password for everything. And I know you're right.
Yes, absolutely. And the way to manage that, let me ask you, Lee, how long does it take you if you go to a site that you don't visit very often and you have to look up the password on that Excel spreadsheet?
Takes me a few minutes sometimes, depending on where I am and what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So there's several programs. One that I've used for probably 15 years is RoboForm, and it's extremely secure. I hear comments all the time about, well, it's online, so how secure can it be?
Well, I know RoboForm, and I used to use it. Do you use the made-up ones that they make up for you, the passwords, or do you put all your own passwords into it?
Sometimes. It depends on how much of a hurry I'm in. But the thing with RoboForm to remember is that you have to have, well, the safest way is to have a master password. So you basically remember one password. RoboForm doesn't have it. You're the only one that has it. So if somebody gets into your computer and there's your RoboForm and there is literally all of your passwords, except they can't access them. Nobody can access them.
So with RoboForm, you have one master password that gets you into your system and shows all your other passwords.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. There's also, they have several different programs from free to paid. One is RoboForm Everywhere. I carry it literally on a thumb drive.
So what kind of words should we use for our password, and what should we avoid using?
You want to avoid using common names like your dog's name, your cat's name, birthdays, your kids' birthdays.
Oh, yeah, I don't use any of those.
Right, right.
I don't have any.
You want to mix it up. You want to use upper and lowercase both. You want to use some numbers in there. Some
mm-hmm.
places now, especially now after all the security breaches, recommend putting some symbols in there.
Yeah, I use symbols.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's just really important to do that. Another thing, as far as eBay goes, eBay and PayPal, I would recommend not using the same email address for both of them.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense.
Because you don't want, if they get into your eBay account, and I've read some posts recently where people have had their accounts hacked.
Yeah. And it can happen. That's not a good thing. I know that PayPal has a security key to even provide another layer of real solid protection. Do you recommend using that?
Strongly recommend it. I wouldn't be without my security key.
Okay, that's good to know.
And you can also use your security key for eBay.
You can use the same security key.
Same security key.
Yeah, I don't know how much longer that'll last.
Is this the kind of security key that I have at my bank where you press a little button and a satellite number comes up?
Well,
yeah.
Yeah?
Kind of. It's a little fob that has a...
Yeah, so does this.
An ever-changing set of numbers that you have to...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it does take a couple seconds longer to log into your PayPal, but to me, it's just so worth it to have that protection, knowing that nobody's going to get in it without it unless they got my bank account numbers or Social Security number.
So we talked about password apps. You know, one of the things that I think a lot of people don't realize is you could have the most secure password strategy around, but if you're susceptible to any Trojan horses or viruses that can pick up your keystrokes, it's all for naught. So that's another step in security, isn't it?
It absolutely is. So you want to be sure that your virusware, whatever you're using, whether it's, you know, Norton or Avast or AVG, Microsoft, you want to make sure that it has email scanning, that it has real-time email scanning.
So right. You mentioned RoboForm. Are there any other password apps that you know of?
Yeah, there's several, but the other one that I know is highly rated is LastPass. LastPass. That one has a great feature for, say, you have a virtual assistant, and they're listing your eBay items for you. You can send them a one-time password.
Okay.
When they're done, you throw it away, and they can't get in the account again.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, and that's a really great feature for anybody that uses, whether it's any kind of virtual assistant.
Sure. Yeah, because, I mean, you trust them, but, you know, trust and verify is, I think, the phrase, right?
Yes, it verifies, you're right.
Right.
Yeah. I do think it's important that people, you know, think about this and do what they can. I mean, granted, sites are going to get hacked, the best of them.
Yeah. As we've seen.
You've got to do your part, too. You can't rely only on those other sites. And I think that's the biggest thing that people don't realize is, well, you know, I've got my password set. It was hacked from there. Yes, there's always that possibility.
How often should we be changing our passwords?
You know, I've seen most places recommend every 6 months. Sometimes I do it every 3 months. Sometimes I do it when I think about it because I don't remember when I did it.
Yeah, most corporations, their employees are forced to change their password every 90 days, I think, is the standard.
Yeah, some of them are definitely, I know the banks are going to 90 days.
That's a good thing.
You know, we've all been warned not to click on a link in an email.
Mm-hmm.
Is there software that can monitor our email?
Most of your virus scanware will tell me if there's, wait, this is a bad site. Or if I click on a link and it's not valid, it's a malware site, it will pop up and tell me, are you sure you want to continue? This is a reported malware site. Or suspicious site. The other thing you want to do is, if you get an email from eBay, you want to make sure it's in your messages. You don't want to just go clicking on links.
Yeah.
Which I think too many people, you're in a hurry, I understand how it's done. Let me see what this is. Click, all of a sudden you've got all this malware, all this spyware.
One time many years ago, while I was doing this show, as a matter of fact, all of a sudden, my computer was taken over. I could tell because somebody was actually, with a mouse, clicking on stuff. Have you ever heard of this happening before?
Yeah, but only Lee.
Yeah, oh,
I
my goodness.
Swear to God, Joel, have you ever heard of
anybody.
This?
Yeah, they take remote control of your computer.
Exactly. That's what happened.
Lee, can I ask you two questions?
Yes.
Did they control the horizontal? Did they control the vertical?
They controlled everything.
Did they make it crystal clear or fuzzy blur?
Oh, God. Riff. No, people can actually do this. You know, and I mean, I know that we can do that with GoToMeeting and things of this sort. You can go in other people's computers. But somebody came into mine uninvited. This was many years ago, and I just immediately shut down everything and waited a couple hours and then went back on, and it was okay. But you really got to be on the lookout for, there are creepy people out there, folks.
Oh, absolutely. There's creepy people all over, and they're going to try to get your personal information.
Griff, do you think you were ever hacked?
Yes, I was last summer while we were doing the show. You know, when I was in a hotel room in Florida?
Yeah.
And we were doing the show remotely on the new device.
Oh, yes, I remember you were looking down at the pool and describing the people.
Well, I was doing that. Somebody inserted a really bad virus on my computer.
Oh, no.
No.
Ooh.
That is bad. So we've learned a lot from you today, Kathy, and it's never a bad idea, even if some of you already knew some of these things, to remind ourselves from time to time that there are jerks out there and we need to have all
Absolutely.
The security.
And I think one thing with the PayPal security key, I'm amazed at how many people really don't know about it. I have no idea.
So do you have to order it? Because I don't have one.
I think, boy, you know, it's been so long since I've checked the site for this. Let me see what happens. If I go eBay security key, what happens if I... you can get it on PayPal. Let's see.
Okay, you get it through PayPal, and I pulled it up today because I hadn't looked at the page in a long time either.
Yeah.
There's a free version where the PIN number is just sent.
You know what? There's our music. Kathy, thank you so much for being a guest.
I think if you search PayPal, you can find it.
Thank you, Lee and Griff, for having me on today.
Bye-bye.
It's our pleasure. Thank you very much. This segment was sponsored by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
As an eBay seller, you want to grow your business, and that means going global. Web Interpret is a new tool designed to quickly and easily increase your sales abroad. Web Interpret translates your listings into French, German, Italian, Spanish, and more. Then they post them directly on eBay UK, eBay France, eBay Germany, eBay Italy, eBay Spain, and elsewhere. Stock levels are synchronized and updates are mirrored across all sites. With just a few clicks, buyers will find your items in their marketplaces, and you will communicate in their languages. To get started, the folks at Web Interpret will translate, localize, and publish your best-selling listings on eBay's top 5 international sites. All in as little as 2 days, risk-free. Start your free trial now at radio.webinterpret.com. That's radio.webinterpret.com.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.